Hi, my name's Aiden, and welcome back to the Skyfall F1 podcast. Officially, this is the second episode of the off-season. However, since absolutely nothing has been happening around the paddock over the course of December and early January, this is simply a coming soon episode. So I'm just going to talk about some of the things I've got in the works. I'm going to be releasing over the next couple weeks heading into the season. Some of the stuff I'll be releasing during the season, and also a little something that I'm going to be making as a kind of bonus outside of the traditional podcasts. I'll get to that in a couple minutes. So the first thing I'd like to talk about are the season preview episodes that I'm going to be coming out with about every 2 weeks up until the start of the season. So this episode is releasing on January 5th, so I will have 4 episodes releasing between now and the Australian Grand Prix on March 16th. That will be the start of the season. So I have 4 episodes. I'm going to put out a schedule for those episodes soon. They'll be releasing on Instagram, on my YouTube community, so be sure to check those out to figure out what I'm releasing over the course of that time. The next thing I want to talk about are weekend review episodes that I'll start releasing once the season has begun. So I'm planning to release 2 episodes every single weekend, one on Saturday afternoon evening that will be a race preview, breaking down the free practice sessions, including some expected pace numbers from FP2 that we often get that are pretty indicative of what we'll see during the actual race, and a review following the race either Sunday evening or Monday morning, depending on when the Grand Prix happened. So on top of the breakdowns and opinions of my own that I'm going to share, I'm also going to be accepting listeners' predictions and post-race comments. So be sure to participate in those when I put the polls out on social media so that you'll get your chance to be featured in the episodes. There's one more thing that I'd like to talk about in this episode. Like I said, just a coming soon episode, very short. The final thing I want to talk about is a fantasy simulation that I'm going to start running decently soon. Not entirely sure when I'm going to be starting that. I'll keep you all updated on that. But I wanted to go back to 2020 and rerun the seasons that have happened since then, because as we all know, the COVID-19 pandemic wrecked so many people's lives. It wrecked so many different parts of people's lives. And racing, although it was a small part of it, it was something that was pretty heavily affected by the pandemic, what with all the travel that happens with F1 and all the stuff revolving around that. So I just wanted to go back to the 2 seasons that were affected by the pandemic, change some of the things that happened there, like the calendar changes and stuff like that, go back and honestly change some of the driver transfers that happened during that time, because there were some drivers and team decisions that really wrecked people's careers, or at least caused them to severely derail to what they are now. And because this is something I'm choosing to run for myself, I'm also going to be removing any pay drivers that just really, based off their performance, don't deserve to be there. I'm looking at guys like Nikita Mazepin, Lance Stroll potentially, you know, just have some fun with it. See what would happen if we really just had the drivers that deserve to be in F1 cars, deserve to be driving as one of the 20 best in the world. For simplicity's sake, I am going to be leaving the performance of cars as they were. Obviously, I know that some driver changes likely would affect the performance of the cars, like guys like Fernando Alonso and Lewis Hamilton that are very experienced, obviously are able to help teams identify what can cause drops or gains in performance. But for simplicity's sake, I'm going to just leave these as they were. I'm also going to be leaving the regulation changes as they were originally planned to be in 2021, but I'm leaving them occurring in 2022. Like I said, for simplicity's sake, this is just some fun idea that I had. I'm not trying to drive myself up a wall working on this. The plan for me is just to focus on what would happen for some of the drivers. What would happen if Daniel Ricciardo never went to McLaren, for example? What would happen if Red Bull gave Pierre Gasly another chance after, for say, his win in Italy? You know, things like that, where it's like, what would have happened? What could have happened with some of these teams and drivers? That's really what I want to focus on. So I'm going to be making all these as bonus episodes, so you don't have to watch them if you don't want to. It's not going to be affecting what's happening in real life. It's not going to be affected by what's happening in real life. This is something completely different that I'm going to be working on over the course of the season. So if you are uninterested in this, move on with your day whenever you see that pop up and focus on the stuff that I'm releasing with real life, because I am still going to be primarily focused on that. However, if you want more content from me, or you like F1 enough where you would also like to see what would happen with some of those things, check out those episodes when I release them. I'm going to be releasing probably one with each Grand Prix after I release the season recaps for 2020 through 2024. So like I said, these are going to be completely unaffected by what happens in real life, completely separate from my normal content on the podcast, but just some extra stuff that I felt like might be cool to produce. So that's all I got for you today. Like I said, very short episode. Be sure to be on the watch for all the things I talked about today, and let me know your thoughts on what we got coming up. See y'all next time.